Good morning, everyone. My name is Shalini, and I'm a postdoctoral fellow from the University of California, Riverside. So today I would like to talk about evaluating drivers for stormwater management and enhanced aquifer recharge. Urban development with paved and impermeable surfaces have a profound impact on hydrologic cycle. It can alter the drainage pattern, reduce infiltration, increases the surface runoff, and this eventually declines the natural groundwater recharge, can cause long-term and short-term drought, increases the water pollution, and also can cause flooding. Therefore, implementation of best management practices to capture the stormwater and inject into the groundwater aquifers can actually help to resolve some of the water quality and quantity issues. This can be achieved by various engineering infiltration systems, like surface infiltration, like infiltration basin. They provide a very good opportunity for contaminant attenuation by subsurface transport, but they require a highly permeable sediments as well as large surface area for rapid infiltration, and the water can be also lost by evaporation. Injection wells like managed aquifer recharge, they have no evaporation losses, also do not require larger installation area, but there is no chance for contaminant attenuation in water zone. Whereas water zone infiltration systems like recharge trenches and driver, they do not require large installation area, there is no evaporative flows. Also, they provide a very good opportunity for contaminant attenuation via water zone transport. Therefore, recently, drivers have gained a lot of attention across the United States and around the world. Now, knowledge of the soil hydraulic property of a potential driver location is very essential for the successful design, execution, and long-term operation of a driver. Today, there is no literature or numerical modeling that determines the soil hydraulic properties via inverse optimization of a falling head infiltration data collected from a modern driver system. We have conducted falling head infiltration experiment across two sites in California where a Torrent Resources Maxwell Type 4 driver is installed. Our first driver is located at the Fort Irwin National Training Center in Mojave Desert. And this driver was part of Army's Net Zero Water Program to balance the pumping and the aquifer storage. The infiltration experiment was conducted by flooding the detention pond using a fire hydrant to fill the driver, and a calibrated pressure transducer and water level sensor were used to measure the head change. The second driver is located at Torrance Memorial Medical Center in Los Angeles County, and this driver was part of four drivers installed at the complex, was part of the standard urban stormwater mitigation plan to control the pollutions coming from developed areas. And in the infiltration experiment at this site was conducted in three phases. In phase one, a fire hydrant was used to fill the driver, and the falling head data was measured using a pressure transducer. In the phase two, a flow meter was used to control the inflow of water, and then a constant head experiment was conducted. In the phase three, another falling head cycle was conducted. Now here the modern driver design for the Maxwell Type 4. It has a very complex design. It has an impermeable upper sedimentation chamber which captures the stormwater to allow the silt and sediment to be settled down. And the water rises in the sedimentation chamber and passes through an overflow pipe into a lower chamber filled with gravel pack. Then eventually the water will infiltrate from this gravel pack into the surrounding soil. Now, if we have to inverse optimize our observed falling head data, we have to account the flow dynamics of this complex driver geometry. To achieve this, we have divided our driver into six different reservoirs. The reservoir 1 to 5 was part of the driver design, and the upper, the reservoir 6 was representing the upper ponding region. It also has two domains to represent the water level change in the driver. The domain 1 represents the upper chamber, and the domain 2 represents the entire driver. Now, I also want to point out there are some design variation between the Fort Irwin and the Torrance driver. The Fort Irwin is a bigger driver with about 27 meters in depth, whereas the Torrance driver was a shallow one with only 11 meters in depth. Now, this Driver geometry is now incorporated into the Hydra's 2D 3D after reservoir boundary condition. The water flow was described using the Richards equation, and the unsaturated soil hydraulic conductivity and water content functions were determined using the Vanganisian and Marlin's model. Now, the volume of water in each reservoir, which is a function of the water level head in those reservoirs, the water flow into the reservoir and the water flow out from the reservoir, was calculated using a mass balance condition. A two-dimensional axisymmetrical flow domain was considered for this case. Now, the upper right and the lower left boundaries were kept as no-flux boundaries, and the on the along left side, the boundary that representing the lower chamber, which is the well of the dry well, was kept as the newly implemented reservoir boundary condition or seepage phase boundary condition. Now, both of these sites, the water table is well below the dry well. Therefore, we haven't considered the effect of water table in the system. So the bottom boundary was kept as free drainage boundary, and also the initial conditions were kept as a constant pressure head of minus 0.5 meter. Now, the domain was discretized into two-dimensional triangular finite element using the mesh gen tool that is available in the Hydra Studio 3D. There was not enough information of the soil log, so to best represent these two sites, we have used a homogeneous system and assigned a sandy clay loam soil texture for the Fort Irwin and a sand soil texture for the Torrance Driver. Now, during the inverse parameter optimization, we have only fitted saturated hydraulic conductivity parameter KS and the shape parameter and the soil water retention alpha. The rest of the parameters were kept constant, and the values were adapted based, from the soil catalog of the hydras for the sandy clay loam and sand. So here I present the head data over time for the observed and the simulated values at the Torrance Driver. The phase one is the falling head. Phase 2 is the constant head, and phase 3 is another falling head cycle. As you can see here, we have a very good agreement between the observed and the model values with an R-square value of 97%. Now, based on the soil log information available at the site majority contains sand soil texture, but it also has some layers of silt and clay. The fitted value of alpha of 0.84 was consistent with the silt and clay layer, whereas the observed KS value, which is 1.2 × 10⁻³ meter per minute, was consistent with the reported values for sand. Now, here I present the observed and the simulated values of the Fort Irwin dry well. Again, we can see a very good agreement between the two values with an R-square value of 96%. Now, in this site, based on the soil log information, more than 90% of the soil texture was sandy clay. However, there was a small layers of sand and sandy loam. We don't know the lateral extension of these layers. So the fitted value of alpha was 10, which was consistent with the previously reported values for sand. However, interestingly, the fitted KS value was very small. It was only 2.47 × 10⁻⁶ meter per minute, which was one order of magnitude smaller than the reported values for sandy clay. And that implies there are some other factors like clogging might be leading to this low of fitted value. Now, in order to compare the cumulative infiltration behavior between these two sites, we have conducted some numerical experiment by conducting multiple filling and drainage cycle at the Torrance Driver and a single drainage infiltration test at the Fort Irwin due to its very low KS value. Now, the Torrance Driver managed to infiltrate about 52 meter cube of water within 1,100 minutes. What is the relevance of this information? Based on the Los Angeles County's low impact development standard, there should be no standing water within 5,760 minutes, which is 4 days in a driver location. So based on a design rain event of 1.9 centimeter per hour for an hour, this site get about 205 meter cube of water distributed among the four drivers in the site. And thus, our driver can handle that water within the specified time, so it's functioning very well. Whereas the Fort Irwin driver can only infiltrate 6.8 meter cube of water within 1,100 meters. Note that the Fort Irwin driver was much bigger than the Torrance driver. And a design rain event of 2 centimeter per hour for 1 hour can contribute almost 3,643 meter cube of water to the site. And it may take about 400 days to infiltrate. So, not surprisingly, the site maintaining contractors reported to us that they always see ponded water at the site after a storm, even for several months. And this kind of confirms that this site is now clogged. So far I have discussed about the effect of soil homogeneous soil system on the drywall infiltration behavior. But we know that the soil is heterogeneous. But in the absence of a detailed soil log information, in order to understand the effect of soil heterogeneity on drywall infiltration, we have conducted several stochastic simulation using Miller-Miller similitude approximation for stochastic distribution of hydraulic conductivity and pressure head scaling factors. A Fort Irwin drywall geometry with a sandy loam soil texture was used, and the simulations were conducted for about 100 minutes. And the parameters like standard deviation of the log normal distribution of hydraulic conductivity, the correlation length X and Y were considered. Now the question is, when we do these kind of numerical simulations with the hypothetical values, how many simulations do we need to get a most accurate result? We also investigated the effect of standard deviation, X and Y correlation length with various combinations of the parameters. So here I present the hydraulic conductivity profile for the heterogeneous system and the pressure head and water content profile for the heterogeneous system compared to a homogeneous system. And here you can clearly see the lateral extension of the wetting front in the water content profile for the heterogeneous system. So here I present the number of simulations, the effective number of simulation, the mean cumulative infiltration volume, and the standard deviation of the cumulative infiltration volume for all the considered numerical experiment, especially the worst case scenario where X was 10, Y was 2, and the standard deviation is 1. The increase in number of simulations greater than 75 reduces the variability in the cumulative mean and standard deviation infiltration volume considerably. So we decided to go forward with 100 simulation for our further investigation. So here I present the mean cumulative infiltration volume and the 95% confidence interval as a function of standard deviation. And you can see the infiltration volume increases with increasing standard deviation. Here it is as a function of the X correlation length, and again the infiltration volume increases with the correlation length. So here they function as a Y correlation length. Interestingly, the infiltration volume decreases with increasing Y correlation length. And we think the reason is the presence of many high permeable thin layers can infiltrate water in larger area than a few highly permeable pockets. So in conclusion, we have conducted falling head infiltration experiment at two sites across California. The Torrance drywall was a small drywall which is located in a highly permeable soil situated in an urban setting. It received pre-treated water and is functioning according to the design specification. Whereas the Fort Irwin drywall, which is much larger in size, it is located in a low permeability soil and situated in a rural setting, and it was not functioning within the specification and might be clogged. So we have also implemented the drywall geometry into the Hydro-Studio 3D and using a new reservoir boundary condition. The inverse simulations were conducted to estimate the effective soil hydraulic properties, and the stochastic simulations were conducted to understand the effect of soil heterogeneity. So this is just the beginning of this project. In the future research, we will look into different drywall design, look into the contaminant and colloid loading over time, the impact of infiltrated water on groundwater quality, the identification of conditions that cause problems like clogging, and also propose designs that improve a long-term management of drywall, and also compare the drywall with the other infiltration systems. That's all for today. Thank you.
We do have some time for a couple questions. Okay.
Is there a change in the hydraulic properties in time? So as soon as it's built, then it functions, and do you consider that the hydraulic properties of the pieces here will change?
You're talking about the stochastic simulations, or?
No, the original one. Say you simulate this drywall.
Uh-huh.
And time is going, so the hydraulic properties may change. Do you consider that?
Okay, so these experiments were only conducted for example, at the Torrance driver, it was only 450 per minute. So at that time, we would imagine it would be stable. But for example, for the Fort Irwin, that's the benefit of doing this research. For example, the Fort Irwin driver is installed there in 2007. So we have just done this experiment in this year. So over time, this Fort Irwin driver is clogged right now. So you know, this is one of the application we can over time go back and do some infiltration experiment on site and now determine whether there is a change in hydraulic properties, and that may imply problems like clogging. So that's the application of the research.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.